The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And yes, it's Tuesday, and that means Tuesday with Timmons. Joining me on the guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Welcome in.
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back, Congressman. Let's just jump right in. Of course, all the talk about the tariffs, our markets up and down yesterday. Senator Tim Scott says that he's concerned, of course, about the tariffs and how they may affect our economy here in South Carolina. He says that the Trump administration is playing a game of Russian roulette. Now, you were one of our congressional delegations who signed a letter that you guys sent over to the White House. Let's talk about that message and what's your overall response of this trade war?
Well, first, BMW, Michelin, GE, we have so many important businesses in the upstate, and I want them to be as competitive in the global economy as possible. So the problem then becomes we are not currently on an even playing field, and the president is trying to get us to the even playing field. So my job is to make sure that while I support the president's endeavor in renegotiating our international agreements, he also understands the challenges present by the methods he's using. So I signed onto that letter to make sure the president understood that BMW is a business that's going to make decisions that are best for it. That is capitalism. That is the free market. And they're coming up on some decisions about how to expand. And this uncertainty in the international global economy presented by his efforts to renegotiate our international agreements is going to have an impact on the upstate. And I'm just hoping it's as quick as possible and that we can put all this behind us in the next couple weeks or months.
Sure. Now, when you say as quick as possible, I mean, what's the expectation of how long this may take and when we may see some resolution?
Well, there's two separate components that are kind of at the forefront. One is USMCA, or as some call it, the new NAFTA. And essentially what the president did is he took a deal that was antiquated and had some issues with it and was not in the United States' best interest. He renegotiated it. He got Canada and Mexico to agree to it. And now we got to pass it through Congress. So that's going to be in the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to get done by June 1st, but I don't believe it will. But I don't think that's going to be a huge setback. But I do believe it'll be done this summer. So that's USMCA. China is a lot harder because ultimately the Chinese have been taking advantage of us for decades, and if they truly agree to an even playing field, it will have an adverse impact on them and on their economy. So it's a much more challenging approach. But again, the president is our lead negotiator. I support his efforts, and I just hope that he can come to a beneficial resolution quickly.
Yep. And, you know, I just a few minutes ago, Congressman, I had Mike Miller on. Mike is a host of a Saturday show, Talking Money, here on 94.5 The Answer. And you know, his overall advice is just settle down. Don't let the headlines that we see, and the media, they like to sensationalize things. You know, you saw last night all the headlines were, you know, Dow plunges, and it's like this doomsday thing as far as the way the markets responded yesterday. And Mike's advice was, is just calm down. Trust the president to do what he does best, and that's negotiate.
You know, they're working hard. I was actually at the White House yesterday, just making sure that they appreciate the number of jobs that BMW has brought, the number of jobs that GE and Michelin brought to the upstate, and how important it is that they remain competitive in the global economy. And so, again, my job is to support the overall endeavor while making sure that the president and the White House understands the challenges presented by the current tools being used to renegotiate trade.
Sure, sure. You know, just I'm just curious, Congressman, when the delegation and all of you guys signed this letter, when you send a letter like that to the White House, do you expect a response?
So Yes, they have a legislative affairs team, and I've become very close with them. He's got a great team. So we communicate regularly. I think the purpose of that letter is more to put all the members on the same page on record so we can make sure that all the business interests in South Carolina and in the upstate know that we are advocating for them outside of just letting them know verbally that, yes, I did speak to the White House legislative affairs team. Yes, I did contact the president, make sure that he understood the challenges present in this. So I've gotten a response personally through the White House legislative affairs team, but it's just important that everyone knows that we're on the same page and we're working.
Sure, yeah, and working together to try to come to a resolution. I got that. All right, let's move on. Yesterday, PR Newswire had a statement from the Responsible Business Lending Coalition. They were applauding your leadership, Congressman William Timmons, for introducing a bipartisan resolution in support of the Small Business Borrowers Bill of Rights. Talk with us about this group and what this resolution is.
Well, let's talk about the resolution first.
So, okay.
The resolution essentially just outlines very common sense things that we can all agree are necessary for a small business owner to be competitive and to be successful. And I'm going to do everything I can to work with my colleagues across the aisle when I agree with them. And so Dean Phillips is a freshman from Minnesota. He's a small business owner as well. And we have become friends and we're working together on this. And it really is. It's just common sense. It's a no-brainer. Now, as for the entity you're speaking of, I don't agree with everything that they do. But when we do agree, I'm happy to help.
Sure.
Help in any way that I can. I think that they have a lot of more liberal approaches to fixing certain problems, but on this issue we agree, and so I'm happy to work with anyone willing to work with me.
Yeah, and as I understand it, I mean, one of the groups that could potentially benefit from this is Community Works here in Greenville, and it's if I'm understanding what's happening here, it could help some of these community redevelopment type programs that are in the upstate and around your district. And this Bill of Rights, it's going to sort of level the playing field, make things more fair for small business owners who are seeking financing. Am I getting that right? Is that kind of what the goal is here?
Absolutely. Really, it'll affect all small business owners. And well, first, it's a sense of Congress resolution, so it's important to realize that this is not legislation.
Sure.
It is just ideas that we believe are important that need to be furthered in any way possible. So that's number one. Number two, understanding the interest rate that you're agreeing to in a contract, having transparent pricing methods. I mean, these are all just very, very common sense things that
yep.
should be the core of our entrepreneurial environment
sure.
here in the United States.
Sure. Yeah. Congressman William Timmons, we always love it when you check in with us on Tuesday. First, and I also want to let you know that congratulations on I kind of follow you on, there's a website called GovTrack, they pointed out yesterday that you have a 100% voting record as far as making your votes. You between the time that you first started in Congress in January, you have missed 0 of 202 roll call votes. You're there all the time, Congressman, so you get a gold star.
Well, Joey, I'm working hard. The only reason I'll ever miss a vote is if the National Guard orders me somewhere that is not Washington during vote. So
yep.
I had one of the highest voting records in the Senate, and I promise you I take it very seriously. It's an honor and privilege to serve, and I'm going to be working hard.
Well, that is to be commended that you have missed zero. And you were one of the few who have missed zero votes out of 202 roll call votes so far this year. So congratulations, Congressman. We appreciate the job you're doing.
Hey, thanks, Joey. I'll look forward to being with you next week.
All right. Talk with you next week, Congressman William Timmons. Have a wonderful day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.